Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then. Thank you and welcome for a little more Video Game Review with my voice. All right, I fixed it. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As myself, I come to you from the downtown San Francisco studios here of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. And the Video Game Review, I've been doing it some 15 years now, every week at this time. And Sports Byline USA is a sports talk network, as is SB Nation Radio, which I'm proudly on as well. Except for this 1 hour. And some people think, oh, it's just sports games. No, 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 no. It's video games. All video games. The gamut. The gamut. Everyone, get on in. Gamers. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I can't design them. You take off the top of a console or you show me a motherboard. I have no idea what's going on with all that circuitry, but I can tell you what I like and what I don't like. And that's what we do. We figure out which games are fun. That is the bottom line for me with video games. I'm not impressed by any kind of pixelization or new technology. If it's fun, it's fun, right? That's why we play games. So what's good, what's bad, what's ugly in this golden age of video games? Video games have never been more awesome. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of bad games out there, because they are. People trying to capitalize on it with some lousy video games as well. So together, as a collaborative effort, we'll get down to the bottom of it. We'll talk about what's new and what's old and everything in between. At the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, streaming through sportsbyline.com. By the way, send your emails rick@sportsbyline.com, especially for the end of the show. We do a cheat code. Also, when you do your guests, we'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, as we always do. So send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. We also stream through sbnationlive.com. We are on the TuneIn app. We are on the iHeartRadio app. We are on the Stitcher app, all apropos applications. But how about the Twitch app? We are on twitch.tv and the Twitch app, which is on your Droid and also your iOS. Just search for Sports Byline USA. And a big shout out to the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets in 177 countries. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back and let's do this on the Video Game Review.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco studios. And it's great to have you with us wherever you are listening. Let me explain how the show works once again. At the end of the show, a cheat code, usually for an older game. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Get in that way. Also, at 40 after, give away a brand new game. That segment will also tell you what are the new games coming out this week. There are always new games scheduled to come out each and every week, which is a good thing. Sometimes busy weeks, sometimes not so busy weeks, but that means that games get pushed down. Not everybody can be on the top shelf. And so then reductions in purchase price are a result of that, obviously. And no guests today. We've had a lot of guests recently, especially coming off the backs of the Game Developers Conference, which I went to. It's funny, I found some Game Developers Conference meal tickets, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to use these, and they said 2010. They still look the same, but it also reminds me how long I've been going to the GDC. But we'll get to all that. This show is all about y'alls and your calls tonight, so 800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy. Newbies, hardcore gamers, everybody in between. There are no such thing as dumb questions. There are stupid questions, but no dumb questions. 800-878-PLAY. And you can also, we have a text line, which you can see on the Twitch app and twitch.tv. Just search for Sports Byline USA. Now, what is the latest thing that everybody has to have in video games? Especially FPS games or first-person shooters, not frames per second. And that is the Battle Royale mode, right? You have to have it. And PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds came out with it, and then we had Fortnite, and then Call of Duty got into it, and then Apex Legends got into it. So obviously Battlefield 5 brought in their Firestorm. And it's a new map called Halvoy,
It's a pretty amazing, massive, beautiful map. Not to disappoint, as they ever do at DICE, which makes the Battlefield games, Digital Illusions Creative Entertainment out of Stockholm, Sweden. It's the idea. I'm not as big into Battlefield 5 because I just felt like the sub-developer, I didn't like the way the game played. It's not as good as Battlefield 1, certainly not as good as Battlefield 4, and wasn't a big fan of Battlefield 3, but Battlefield Bad Company 2, love that game. So everybody has their own little take on it. Now, obviously, a game like Battlefield Hardline, where they tried to make a GTA game, I thought that game was atrocious, and the gameplay was just horrible. I'm just used to the tight controls and sounds. I thought Battlefield 5, especially the sounds, which before they took great measures of getting the exact guns and recording the sounds, World War II era guns, cannons, tanks, whatever. This one, it almost sounds like a synthesizer. So like a machine gun, a different machine gun. I don't know. It's just a little disappointing. But Firestorm is out and dropping 64 players into this Halvoy map, which has mines, and it has forests and trains and vehicular combat is a Battlefield staple. It doesn't disappoint. Snowy mountains, 64 players. It is a gorgeous game. There's no doubt about it in this Halvoy map. And if you want to play Battle Royale, this is by far the most gorgeous map you're going to see. There are a lot of loot boxes, which are good when you jump out of the plane. We know that the other games, you basically have about as much control as, pilot wings when you used to do that on Super Nintendo. You can have a very precise landing when you get your static line out here, jumping out of the plane. And then more than just three tiers of armor and backpacks and guns to scavenge, you can find airstrikes, you can find gas for your vehicle, ammo, all sorts of things that you can bring in. And the airstrike is pretty cool because using the Frostbite engine, as they do at DICE under EA's umbrella, is the airstrike is going to destroy all the buildings in its radius. So basically, if anyone's hiding in that building, they are kaput at that point. The only thing is when someone gets killed in this game, all their stuff pops out sort of haphazardly, not unlike Fortnite, but instead of just running over the ammo, you have to sit there and sift through it, and you only can have so much in your inventory, and sometimes you pick up the wrong thing, and then you got to go into your HUD, and then you got to figure. So, but a lot of times what happens is you find yourself completely exposed whilst... Oh, I'm getting a little thing here that the audio is really quiet. Let's see here. See, this is my Twitch interaction right now. The audio is very quiet. Oh, you know what I have here? The audio is, I've got zero. There it is. Someone turned the audio all the way down. All right, that should sound a lot better now. Thank you for that, Tate, who just chimed in on the line there. All right. Give me a little thumbs up because I'm looking at the meters now. For some reason, somebody completely killed the audio. We do a lot of shows here, and sometimes the next guy or gal comes in and screws with it. All right, live radio, obviously. But getting back to Firestorm, you will leave yourself exposed while you're trying to pick up some of this stuff right now. I've also heard people having troubles in lobbies and maybe getting into a queue. Some people on PC say they're having a little bit better, but then on console saying it could be maybe a limit just to get to a pre-lobby at some point. The vehicles, by the way, are interesting because it's not just tanks, but you have the first prototype of a helicopter, which I think is pretty interesting. You have a water car. You have a tractor as well. The other thing about Battle Royales is the one thing that Firestorm has, and because this is a DICE staple, is directional sound. Now, it's funny you think, well, don't all games have that? No, I mean, I'm going to get a little bit more into Fallout 76 in the next segment because of something that they've come out with this week, which has not drawn rave reviews, hard to believe. But you could be in a building and there could be a scorched
you know, a scorched zombie, whatever they're called, and you hear his footsteps. And it sounds like he's running right at you. He's two floors up. You know, it's just, it's funny, all the good things that they can do with that game, and they can't get directional audio. So it is a, you know, the verdict is, because everybody has to have this now, and by the way, I'll tell you what, I'm not a huge fan of Battle Royales. They don't tickle my fancy. Just because I like, you know, I'd rather play Rush or Campaign. But, you know, 64 players in a fight to the death is pretty cool. And yes, there's some messy looting. There's nothing bad about the game. It's just, it's late, you know. And EA themselves launched Apex Legends. So you could say, well, EA is fighting against themselves. Well, you could take that attitude, or you could say EA is trying to corner the market, you know. And I can tell you that the people who play Battlefield 5 might not be playing Apex Legends as well. But one thing I'll tell you, man, oh, man, is this Halvoy map really beautiful. And it's really cool. So, I don't know, we'll give it a little more time. We'll see how it fleshes out. We'll see if there's a patch or two. But they waited a long, long time to finally jump into this, and there's plenty of, like, 3.5-minute trailers if you want to check it out as well. All right, Battlefield 5 Firestorm Review. Can barely hear myself. Coming back in the video game review.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. It's the Video Game Review on Sports Byline USA, SB Nation, and AFN. I'm a FAN of our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, hell, Space Force. We have a Space Force yet? Somebody joined? Somebody's in there somewhere at the Pentagon. But suffice to say, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Proud of you. Keep up the good work. On The Voice on AFN. Here's the other thing, too. As, by the way, I am Rick Tittle. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game, tell you what's coming out new this week and such. Rick at sportsbyline.com to win the game and also request a cheat code, which we'll give away at the end of the game. But here's the thing. A lot of times a game will grab you and then you want to let go so badly. And it's funny because when I think about, you know, almost an entire summer for me without a new game, nothing that I'm like, oh, I got to have it. And then in the space of what seemed like literally 3 weeks, I had the new Black Ops, I had Fallout 76, and I had Battlefield 5. You know, if I had just one of those for the summer, I could have really dove deep into it. And Call of Duty came out first, so I played the Black Ops. It was fun. It was just a regular Call of Duty game, nothing big. Nothing crazy, same kind of maps. Oh, it's the old map, and it looks better now. And I'm like, really? Okay, that's fine. You can't do a new map. And then Battlefield 5, so excited. And then realized then Battlefield 1 for me is way better, which is disappointing. And then Fallout 76, when Fallout 4 was way better because you didn't have to deal with a server of any of that. And so I kind of gave up on it. And as I've told you, if you listen to the show, I got back into it. So now I'm 44th level, waiting to, you know, get some guns here at 45 as I keep moving up and up and up. By the way, just yesterday, something happened to me in that game that's never happened before. And that is not getting kicked offline and having server issues and different... You know, PvP issues where now at the latest patch, I mean, you can go into survival mode, which I don't. I go into adventure mode. And if somebody wants to shoot at me, I just stand there and I'm just, it's not worth it. You know, there was some guy who looked like he wanted a piece and he was like 25 levels lower than me. I just didn't have time. I'm like, I don't even feel like killing you because somehow, some way it's going to be my bad. I'm going to be wanted and then the whole map's going to come down on me. But anyway, I was in a place, there are certain parts of the map where you know are going to be a lot rougher than others. Like if you see a Scorch Beast, which is this invincible giant bat, I'm not nearly, I mean, I see guys that are over and gals that are over level 200. Those are the people who are fighting this Scorch Beast thing. Not me. I can fight everything and defeat everything else. But something happened to me that never happened before, and that is super mutants who I normally just come in with my super sledge or my gamma laser rifle, whatever it is, my combat rifle, 45 cal. You take care of them. Sometimes I don't even put my power armor on. By the way, Woodland camo, I threw that on, T60 now. Moved up from T-51s to T-60s. But still, you know, never really a problem. Right where I had my little camp, and that's the only way I can play now. I had to keep my camp very small. Everything's compact because I know that whenever I go somewhere, I got to move my camp. And it's like 36, you know, caps every time. And those 36 caps come in handy because I also, it's hard to sell things. When you go to a train station, the guy only has 200 caps. It's not like the old days going to Diamond City at Fenway Park in Boston in Fallout 4, and I could sit there and take some great Mentats and put on some shades and a hat and a suit, pump up my charisma and then just get oodles and oodles and oodles of cash. And then I would buy 45 ammo for my spray and pray and then just go out there and dictate religion. The only way I could die really is to fall or to shoot myself in the foot, quite literally. And so anyway, these super mutants came out and it's like, oh, here's a Primus. Here's a Berserker. You know, here's Legendary. They heal themselves. Well, there were a bunch of them, and then there, and I was right outside my camp, as I said. It seemed like there'd be too many, and I have about, you know, 8 machine guns set up. So I just turned around and went to my camp, and then all of a sudden, there's like 12 of them, and all of them have mini guns. So every time I poke my head up to shoot one, it's and all my health almost immediately goes down. Now, I don't even have time to put my power armor on because that's to stand up and to put it on and I'd be dead. And so what I'm doing is I'm taking cover and I'm doing pot shots and I think I killed like 1 or 2. I'm throwing grenades. They're not having any effect, really. They're knocking out all my machine guns. And I'm like, okay, I have some bungee spikes. I have some traps. Go ahead and run up the stairs. Go ahead. I got more machine guns up here. Run up. They didn't need to. You know why? Because they destroyed my entire house. I had cement walls. And those guys who basically, and they literally, they had miniguns. And I looked down, and at one point, there were 6 guys on one wall. There's nothing I could do. I died. And then I, you know, respawned. Half my junk is gone. Not that kind of junk. But half my materials that I have found, let's put it that way, are gone as punishment. And my house is a wreck. There's one wall standing. There's the staircase. He blew up my armor station, my weapon station, my chemistry station, my tinker's station. He left the brewery and the fermenter, or they did, I should say, which I have no use for. I just put them in there because I can. And my bed. So my bed wasn't shot down. And one machine gun, which was kind of in the back that they couldn't get to and they didn't need to. So, and I thought, okay, let's rebuild the whole thing. Now I don't have enough wood. I got to the point where I had over 2,000 pieces of wood that I dropped like 1,000 of them because I knew I would never need them. I only need them to build these walls, which I already built. They were already in the blueprints. They already were stored in my camp. And then the other thing was just to cook. Well, how many squirrel bits and ragstag steaks and glowing meat steaks am I going to have? How many dirty waters do I got to make purified water? How many soot flower teas do I have to make? Well, less than 1,000. So now it says I have 6 wood. What? 6 wood? I have 6 wood. Well, what the hell? What did they take? They took 900 pieces of wood. So, you know, in a way, there's nothing really good. But in a way, it's kind of a reminder that I have not reached the status where I can walk around with impunity. I didn't think I could. I already told you about the Scorch Beasts. You know, I did finally fight a Mothman, which was scary, but it was just basically this giant owl. It was this giant owl that would appear and disappear. It would teleport in, teleport out, and it would scream. And then it would send these shockwaves. I think I took 1 stim pack the whole fight. But I don't know what's going on with the server. I don't know if it was out of whack. I don't know what it was. I didn't even go into a factory or a house or a depot. Nothing. These were just dudes walking around. No, and they are NPCs. You can't take that form. So I don't know what the hell happened there. But I realize now that this little fort that I have moved at least 25 times now, that I've moved it to wherever I stop playing. That's the only way I can, like, save the game. I can't walk back. That's what I was doing for a long time, walking all the way back because I'm always over encumbered, so I can't fast travel. I'm usually about 600 to 700 to 800 over. Why? Because you can only store 800 in your stash box. The old games, even the Skyrim games, or I should say Elder Scrolls, you could store as much as you want. So many people have told me, just go back to Fallout 4. I can't.
I can't do it because there's so much to explore. This is an amazingly huge, massive map. The DLC isn't even out yet. So much to explore. Did I go on the Fasnacht parade? No, I have news. Do I? Whenever somebody's like, hey, let's be in a gang. No. I'm playing Fallout. This isn't a co-op game. You can try Bethesda to try to make it a co-op game. No. Do I play with friends? Hey, let's the four of us get online together. No, that's never happened. Fallout, to me, it's always been a single-player game, just as the Elder Scrolls is. Why do you think Bethesda makes both these series, these franchises? So I have a lot more to say about the. I didn't even get to the controversial stuff. I'll get to that in the next segment. But it is a chore. You know, there are server issues, and they always say we're going to be shutting it down and working on it. There are constant patches. Having that game tied to the internet really stinks. It really does. That should just be you, your disk, your hard drive, and your television screen. That should be the only thing, or your monitor if you're on PC. That should be the only thing, your hard drive and your mouse or your joypad. But this is the way it is. I can't put it down. I want to put it down. I can't put it down. And I just had my whole house destroyed by a band of super mutants with miniguns, something I've never, ever seen before. Maybe that's a good thing. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll give away a brand new game on the other side. Come on back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline, SB Nation. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, by the way, as well, your cable provider, 35 million homes. It is, it got quiet. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away the game and send your answers. I'm going to ask you a really simple question, and then you can go ahead and let me know the answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which is a huge game. PS4, Xbox One, PC. I have it here for the PS4. My question is this game have a lot of sword play, or is this a soccer game?
Is this a trick question?
It's not a trick question. Trying to give the game away. And I'll give it to the second person who answers correctly. Because you know why? If you say in radio the first person, no one ever even writes in. They're like, the first person already did it. Well, you might be second. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice from Software, which I love. In fact, there's a sushi restaurant here out by Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. It's called Their Sushi. THERE, like, where's the sushi? There, young Frankenstein. Oh, werewolf. Huh? There, wolf. There, sushi. So, from Software, we know how good they were with Dark Souls. We know how good they were with Bloodborne. Well, now put it into the shoes of a ninja. And think about stealth and grappling hooks and a trusty katana, and almost a bionic commando type of interchangeable arm as well. So, as I said, for the PS4, I have it here and give it away for the person, to the person who can tell me, is this game about soccer, or is it about sword play? Are there sword play involved? That type of thing. By the way, Clanker has chimed in on the Twitch.app as well. Clanky poo. We'll get to the new releases here in a second. But one thing about, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about Fallout 76. Yes, I am, because something happened this week which irked a lot of people. When are people not being irked with this game? And the thing about the game is we just so love the other ones, especially 3 and 4, especially those games. And you think, oh, the next one, Fallout 76, and then Todd Howard, remember, what was it, E3? Guess what? Every other player is a real person. Everybody went, yay, what? What did he say? Everything is real. So the Rad Scorpion, that's a guy playing in Bethesda, Maryland? No, that's an NPC. Okay. You mean all the other people? Right. That's why vertebrates are NPCs now, because those are humanoid form. Okay, got it. We didn't really understand how it was going to work, and then the sales started plummeting, and then they put all the DLC out there for free. Well, one thing they've always said is that they were not going to have a play-to-win type of situation. And what that is, look, you can have microtransactions for cosmetic things, but we also know over the years there have been games where you can basically gold farm your way to victory. And that is, you know, time is money. I'm not going to sit here and get to 60th level. I'm just going to buy everything that 60th level. I remember, I forgot what game it was, but I'm looking on Craigslist. Craigslist is like 15 years ago, and somebody's like, I have a third you know, this is my whatever, my 500th ranked paladin, and whatever, and he was selling it for like $500 real money. And I thought, who would buy that? And I thought, well, if you have to put in 3 years of your life to get to that, the $500 might be worth it. And we know, especially, there are some places overseas where they have people who are gold farmers, and they basically just go into video games and try to get this stuff. It's almost like cryptocurrency, bitcoins or something, and then translate it into real cash. Well, they already have this thing called the Atomic Shop, whereas you can earn Atomic credits for as you play. This is how I bought the Woodland camo for my power armor. It's how I got AstroTurf. Just little things like that. But also, you accomplish things you don't even know you're accomplishing. And then all of a sudden it'll say, you know, shriek, makes the sound, and it says, you've earned 30 atomic credits. Why? You've killed 76 super mutants. Okay. Or you've boiled 76 gallons of water. Or dirty, two dirty waters equal one purified water. You know, you don't even know you're earning them, and then they just pop up, and you go, oh, okay, I'll take it. The other day, it was killed one Mothman. All right, I'll take it. You know, whatever works. But now, they are coming into a lot of criticism because they've come out with something called a repair kit that you can buy with money. A basic repair kit will restore anything in your inventory to 100%. An improved repair kit will restore anything in your inventory to 150%. And that means, now what does that mean? Well, your weapons, they deteriorate over time. Your armor, it deteriorates. Even your food, it's a survival game. Unfortunately, you got to keep drinking and eating food, which I hate. But you can go in and make food, and it spoils. You didn't eat it in time. You can see the life meter. Your food's about to go bad. Dang, that's why the canned food is good. It doesn't go bad, non-perishable, right? And so you think, how could this help? Well, especially survival mode, PvP. Let's say there's an epic battle going on, and the guy pulls out his Fat Man, and the Fat Man is broken. Well, instantly repair it. When you repair things, you got to go back to your shop, and it takes up a whole lot of stuff. You got to use nuclear material, always adhesive, always steel. Just there's always something going on. You need a targeting board, all sorts of weird things to craft. And I'm constantly on the search for adhesive. Whether I'm repairing melee weapons, machine guns, pistols, it doesn't matter. My armor, always repairing things, always short on supplies. To have something in my inventory that would instantly fix everything to 100 or 150%, that's amazing. Now, I'm not going to spend one red cent on any of that. But there are people who will, that have the disposable income or not the disposable income. They'll buy it anyway. So this is the thing, though, and where is the quote here? Here's a quote from PAX Australia. When Pete Hines, who was on this show probably more than a decade ago, talking about, I think, Fallout 2, whatever it was. But he said at the time when this came out, he said, quote, if you don't want to spend money in the atomic shop for cosmetic stuff, you don't have to. We will give you an S load of atoms just for playing the game. That's the monetary thing. Folks that want to spend money on whatever the hell it is because they don't have enough atoms, they can, but it's not. I'm a lot better now playing against other players because I spent real money. It's not pay to win. It's not loot crates. Well, these now are pay to win. They are. Now, he says, oh, we're going to award these things to you. You're going to award these things. Okay, what do we have to do? And he says, well, we'll give you an improved... this is the paraphrase, but this is what he was talking about precisely. Pete Hines says, we'll give you an improved repair kit, but you get it when you beat the Scorch Beast Queen. Yeah, I don't know about that. I got to be 200th level before I can even beat a regular Scorch Beast. So it's Fallout 76 had a well-documented disaster of a launch. And they've just been working nonstop on trying to get people back, get people back. Having the free DLC came out when it did is very important to get those people back. You know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, you want to make sure that people keep playing your game and are invested in it. But some people have just put it down. I know one person who was way into it. And they just put it down, and he just always says, I can't believe you're still playing that game. I cannot believe you're still playing it. I'm like, well, I'm into it. I am into it, but I'm not going to buy any of this stuff. There's just no way in hell I'm going to buy any of that stuff. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out this week, shall we? On the Xbox One, the PC, and the PlayStation 4, Dangerous Driving. From the creative talent behind the genre-defining Burnout series, Dangerous Driving puts the aggression back into racing. Now, here's the thing. Burnout Paradise, I talked about this last week, just got it DLC, $4.99 on the EA sale, got it on my PS4, put it on the hard drive, the external hard drive, terabyte hard drive, and it has all the DLC, $5.99, best racing game of all time. Love it. So when I hear they're behind it, I want to check it out. Vacation Simulator, PC. Following record enrollment in the job simulator, robots set out to uncover what else humans do besides jobs. Falcon Edge on the PS4. This is a first-person single-player game as Aura learn to hunt, gather, and to fight with a falcon. It's the sport of kings.
I thought that was horse racing.
Punch-Out, featuring Mr. Dream. This is Switch Online. You are Little Mac, the smallest boxer in the ring with a lot of heart. You also have on the Nintendo Switch Online Super Mario Brothers, The Lost Levels, originally only released in Japan. How about that? Also on the Switch, Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice tells of a warrior's brutal journey into myth and madness set in the Viking Age. PS4, Earth Defense Force, Iron Rain. Player is once again pitted against an overwhelming force of enemies. Weedcraft Incorporated explores the business of producing, breeding, and breeding and selling weed in America. There is a weed-growing video game. Got to be the most boring idea of it. You're literally going to watch some plants grow or go, dude, here's a nickel bag. I guess that's how that game will go. Maybe I'll be wrong. There's a new Nintendo Labo VR kit. How about that? Starter set and blaster for the Switch. Also, Arcade Classics Anniversary Collection includes 8 arcade masterpieces of the 80s, all Konami. This is going to be PC, PS4, Nintendo, and Xbox One as well. And a lot of times when you get these arcade collections, the games just don't hold up. But some of the games that will be on there, Castlevania, Contra, games like that. As I said, when you think about Konami, you think about some of these games. Zanki Zero Last Beginning on the PS4. How can you die if you're reborn as a clone as your former self? And finally, Back to Bed on the Nintendo Switch. Back to Bed is a 3D puzzle game set in a unique and artistic dream world wherein you guide the sleepwalker, Bob. How about that? A game where you're guiding a sleepwalker. Any type of video game you want, it's out there.
You put your weed in it. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the border. On what border? Around all borders. It's time to end the show in our customary fashion, which is by, of a cheat code of a game that maybe has passed you by. And I just like digging into old games because they're still good, they still work. Maybe for some people, this is still the latest system they have. This is the newest game they have. And it's funny because I think about March Madness, and we have the championship game coming up here between Virginia and Texas Tech. And I get an email here from Jay. Jay says, Rick, please help me out on the Xbox NCAA March Madness 06. How do I get all the teams? Here you go. Select My NCAA, and then from the cheat code lounge, put in PSD F9078VT. This is an old-fashioned cheat code. To get all teams in March Madness, NCAA March Madness 06 on the original Xbox, PSD F9078VT. How about that? A game that is 13 years old, 14 years old. I love it. And thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We will see you next week with another edition. I'm Rick Tittle. Coming up next on all the networks, 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.